WITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
So when God speaks dunamis, it explodes. That's the God that we serve. God has power. In Genesis, when God spoke to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, his words had power. All-knowing power and all-concerning power. It was God who was concerned about what they had done. Now, God is omniscient, meaning he knows all things, but he is also omnipresent. He's right here, right now. And so when they did it, God was concerned about what they had done. Adam, where are you? Yeah. Hiding. Yeah. And because of their action, and you know the story, because of their action, God pronounced a penalty or a judgment for what they had done. For there were consequences for their disobedience. God's word has consequences. Today, this generation, there is a generation that don't even care. So many people, and I got to get on this just for a little while. So many people are saying, you can't tell me what to do. I have a right not to take this shot. I have a right not to wear this mask. It is absolutely barbaric and it's immature, and people ought to know better. And I hope it goes out over the radio. Almost 700,000 people have died, and we're still saying, you can't tell me what to do? What if we said, just go over there and die? Then they'd be mad that we said it. But we're trying to help them and their family and protect us as well. My brothers and sisters, when we see what God was doing to Adam and Eve, we see that all of the things that they had done was a part of a bigger picture.
Yes, yes.
God was moving on their behalf because something would ultimately happen. They ate of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil. And it tells us that God had already said that the day that they eat of it, they would surely die.
Yeah.
And the moment they disobeyed God, their life, which was designed to live forever, now started a physical clock with death.
Yeah.
They would surely die.
Yeah.
Man wasn't born to die.
Yeah.
Man was born to live.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I come that you might have life. That's living. So man, the original man, Adam, was never born to die. God placed him here to have dominion over this world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And had he just obeyed God,
yeah,
he would have still been over what God had placed him. He did say, I'm giving you power and authority and dominion over the things that he created. Man began the physical clock with death because sin causes a separation from God and the penalty of death. Adam and Eve, now knowing their condition, began to sow some leaves together to cover themselves. But the leaves only covered their exposure, but it could not cover their sin. Adam and Eve could no longer walk with God, for they were hiding from God. Innocent, we see they had lost their state of innocence. So the leaves temporarily covered them, but their situation now was permanent with God. God said something had to die. That the day ye eat of the tree of knowledge, you will surely die. Something had to die. Their sin had to be atoned. So God prepared some skin of an animal. This implied death of an animal so that they could be covered. Walk with me. The animal died, which was pointing to a lamb who would come and die, that would come in the fullness of time and would shed his blood and cover our transgressions and our sins. So when we mess up, your sins have already been paid, because when sin comes into action, something has to die. It should have been me, and it should have been you. But thank God for the Lamb who came, who died and transferred all of it on himself. Jesus came that we might have life, not death. Jesus would come and answer the death question with his atonement, which paid the price which was required by God. God required it. Adam and Eve now understood, began to understand the consequences of God's word. And God's word has not changed. When we disobey God, we must acknowledge what we have done and repent. Sin can only be forgiven if we repent. Here's why. God has woven the element of confession. Write it down, preachers. Confession, contrition, conversion, and atonement. Confession says, I did it. Contrition says, I'm sorry I did it. Conversion says, I will not do it again. And atonement says, I will do this because a price has been paid, or amend. Jesus paid the price for all of our sins and all of our transgression. Antioch, God was watching and waiting on us, even today. In spite of the thing that we are seeing, God is still watching and waiting. I shared, I'm not sure whether it was with Sister Mathis or whether it was the big Sister Mathis, my mom, whether I was sharing with her, I said, there's so many things that are occurring in America today that's baffling, that we simply are complex and confused about. But God is watching America while so many things are hitting it, like hurricanes and all these other things that are happening. But God is able, and he's still in control. We are told how God stopped speaking to man. There was a period of time between the Old Testament, between Malachi and Matthew, which is commonly called the intertestamental period. Intertestamental period. An intertestamental period is referenced to a period of 400 years of silence. 400 years. Its name is due to the fact that there was no word from God in term of prophecy given to any prophet. These 400 years of silence are troublesome to some believers who struggle to understand why God would be silent for so many years. At the end of the 400 years, man had grown tired of pagan faith and were weary of the world in general. But there was an air of expectancy as man began to wait and hope for the promised Messiah. We are waiting for the return of the Messiah King.
Yes, sir.
Who will return and not land here on earth. Some said he's coming back. Yeah, he's coming back, but not here on earth. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. He will hover in the air. But he won't get here on earth until his second coming. He will hover in the air, and we who are alive will be raptured up and meet him in the air. He ain't touching the ground yet. When he come back and touch the ground, there will be something else going on, which is far greater than what we understand. There's going to be a war to take place when he touches the ground, because after that war, then he will reign on this earth for 1,000 years. It is called the millennium. And as he reigned for 1,000 years, there will be folks born there. Children will be born. And then we are told that the enemy will be released for a short season. And now we know why it says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Even during the millennium, the 1,000-year reign, folks will be born. And when we see what God is up to, we know that God says everybody must go through his son. Now you know why it said neither is there salvation in any other. None other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I don't care what the world say. I'm sticking with what the book says. My brothers and sisters, we see when the time was right, God sent his son into the world as a baby. When all hope was lost, and the world was at its darkest, God showed up in a totally unexpected way. That's how God is. In an unexpected way. The King of Kings, Lord of Lords, showed up in an unexpected way. In a manger. The one who created it all. The one who spoke all things into existence showed up in a manger, a trough. Ushered into an area where there was cattle, and yet his royalty was of the highest that man could even imagine. And we are living in a day and a time when everything is chaotic. We have issues in Afghanistan, issues concerning COVID and COVID variant, which is increasing, and now a possibility of another variant called Mu, which looms on the horizon. We have fires on the West Coast, flooding on the East Coast, hurricanes in the Gulf, and still more to come. Why is it just happening to America? It's not happening anywhere else. We said in God we trust. Have we turned our back against God? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from that wicked way. America, have you turned away from God? We would rather be at a ballpark. Thousands of people flood to the ballpark, not even wearing their masks.